January was really consumed with the massive fires that destroyed more than 16,000 structures in California. And while the blazes are almost out, there are many people who are still recovering. There's a lot of that area that is still very impacted. And we know some of our volunteers from the American Red Cross Connecticut chapter are working around the clock to help support them. Some that even went out to California to help on the grounds there. Joining us now is Kirsten Caesar, who is the local chief development officer for the Red Cross here in Connecticut. And Kirsten, you just returned home after spending 2 weeks in Southern California. Take us there. Tell us about what you saw there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Yes, I was among six other volunteers who came from our Connecticut region. I went there specifically to support some of my fundraising colleagues because even their team members were impacted. I mean, that is how far reaching these fires are. So, and so much of the work that I was doing was fielding requests from such a generous public, people wanting to donate items, wanting to donate funds. How can they help? So it becomes overwhelming. It's a good problem to have, right? With people reaching out and wanting to help, but it definitely is a lot. So I was supporting the team there, but I was also working with volunteers from all over the country. I did have opportunity to visit shelters, to meet some of the people that were impacted. And it's really remarkable. It takes a village to respond to these disasters. So yes, the Red Cross is there, but we're there on the ground with so many other partners doing this work.
What an unbelievable and eye-opening experience, Kirsten. And tell us, have you responded to wildfires of this nature before?
This was the first time. So I've been with the Red Cross 7 years, but this was the first time I deployed and to help some of my colleagues and to help during a disaster. So, yeah, an incredible experience, very eye-opening, absolutely. And as you mentioned, there's still so much work to be done, right? Mm. So our volunteers are really focused on helping shelter residents now transition to more long-term housing. We still have a really robust financial assistance program happening. So we looked at, okay, what are the neighborhoods? Where are all these structures? Where are all these homes that have been impacted? And we actually used databases to send text messages and emails and make calls. And then we worked with our partners so people knew this wasn't spam. Like if you get a text message from the Red Cross that you may qualify for financial assistance, it's not spam. And we really just blanketed the city and that whole region with messaging. So we've been able to give about, I think, under $6 million in financial assistance, and we're continuing that program. So I know we're in Connecticut, but if anybody's listening and they know anybody that has been impacted, they can always call 1-800-RED-CROSS, and they go through the prompts. And if they do qualify, if they've been impacted by these wildfires, the assistance can come as soon as, that day or the next day. So, recovery is a long process, and we're going to be there until these people see the other side.
Yeah. Kirsten, what was it like when you got that call? You know, as you mentioned, you've been now with the Red Cross for about seven years, which is amazing as a volunteer. And how long have you been chief development officer?
I actually took on that role less than a year ago. So I started 7 years working with some of our individual donors and started working with some of our corporate partners and kind of came up through the ranks. I think, my life is a little... deploying to a disaster is not for everybody. If you have little kids, can you just leave your home for 2 weeks? That's very difficult. But my one child is now 18. So I got that call and I was like, you know what? I can do this. And I felt called to do it. Mm. I think it's, we have volunteers. We're 90% volunteer led organization. So I'm working with volunteers every day in Connecticut. And many of them have deployed over and over again. And I think it was important as a Red Crosser to also have that experience and you know, be on the front line, so to speak.
Yeah. Kirsten, what's your background? Because a lot of times we'll talk about being a volunteer or, you know, answering that call of the American Red Cross, for example. And for some, it may be doing some of the legwork here in Connecticut, but helping those mm-hmm. who are farther away. But then there are people like you who do end up going to the actual disaster site, you know, and we saw that with the floods before. We had people who have come on the show who were in North Carolina and so on and so forth. I mean, what is sort of your background? Because a lot of times people have that idea in their head, well, I could never be an on-the-grounds volunteer for the Red Cross. Or, you know, you talk about time constraints
yes.
or if you have, you know, children. But what about even having like a medical background or like what would you say, you know, qualifies somebody to be able to do what you did in California?
There's roles for everybody, right? So my expertise specifically around development and community organizing and fundraising, I actually come from the media world. I was the community affairs director at a local station.
Oh, wow.
Prior to the Red Cross. So, but there's, as I said, we have licensed mental health workers who go. I mean, that's such a critical need during a disaster, whether that's a home fire, you know, with one family, or a large disaster like the wildfires. But we also really, we provide the training. So, and if somebody is not sure where they might fit in the Red Cross mission, the best way is to sign up on redcross.org. Somebody's going to reach out to you and they'll go through what your skills are, what your interests are. We really, as you mentioned, we always need volunteers here in Connecticut right now. There's a critical need for disaster responders, and most of those disasters are home fires. So that's something. If that's interesting to somebody, or you think that you have the skills to respond, reach out and we can get you trained. And that training would also allow somebody to deploy.
Yeah, I think that's, when you have people who are always on the fence and they have in their minds this picture of who can actually respond,
yes.
sometimes it's so good to kind of debunk maybe the lies that we tell ourselves. And I appreciate you sharing that perspective.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I appreciate that,
and
Kirsten.
I will say really quickly that there are sometimes virtual positions. So I know two of the volunteers from Connecticut during the wildfires were working to reunite families. So
wow.
We get so many calls during disasters like this. This also happened during Hurricane Helene, where somebody's looking to locate a family or friend. And we have those reunification services, and we have experts. And that's another line of training if somebody's interested in that. If somebody comes from the logistics world, that's absolutely a need. I mean, I can go on and on. So if anybody is listening, the best way is to just to reach out and see what's available.
And of course, if you are still, you're still though looking for being able to help, you know, certainly the people with expenses out there, financial assistance is still ongoing. Another way to help if you wanted to, you know, maybe not even volunteer, but you want to just give financially and you wanted to go to accredited place, you can go to redcross.org/get help. Again, redcross.org/get help. And Kirsten, again, I want to thank you for, first of all, what you did going over to California, what you continue to do with the Red Cross as the chief development officer, and for sharing all of that here on WICC. We really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for your longtime support of the Red Cross.
It's no problem at all. Kirsten Caesar, again, who is the local chief development officer for the American Red Cross Connecticut chapter here on WICC.